From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Lori London reporting. The Taliban claims responsibility for a deadly attack in Kabul. At least 28 people were killed and hundreds more wounded when a truck bomb tore through central Kabul Tuesday, triggering a fierce firefight. It comes a week after the insurgents launched their annual spring offensive. Reporter Ayaz Ghul is in Islamabad.
A Taliban suicide bomber driving a minibus packed with hundreds of explosives, hundreds of kilograms of explosives, hit a main entrance of the building, which basically houses security personnel, mostly associated with the Afghan intelligence agency. And this massive explosion caused a lot of damage to the building, but it was so huge that it was heard across the Kabul city, according to witnesses.
The attack in a densely crowded neighborhood sent clouds of smoke billowing into the sky. The Taliban has claimed responsibility. Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Hillary Clinton are hoping their local ties will translate into important wins that could seal their frontrunner status as New Yorkers head to the polls Tuesday to vote in the state's delegate-rich primaries. Clinton was twice elected senator from New York, while Trump was born in the New York City borough of Queens and lives in a building bearing his name in Midtown Manhattan. Belgian authorities are investigating information suggesting the Islamic State group has sent more fighters to Europe. They say the threat is still there, real and possible. The United States is deploying 200 additional troops to Iraq and making Apache attack helicopters available to support the fight to retake Mosul from Islamic State fighters. As our Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb has been reporting from Baghdad, the number of U.S. troops on the ground has now surpassed 4,000. Greek island officials on Tuesday began letting migrants leave detention centers where they've been held as Human Rights Watch heaped criticism on a wave of EU-sanctioned deportations to ease the crisis. Pope Francis also took fresh aim at what he called Western indifference to the plight of people fleeing war, bloodshed, and abject poverty. Since an EU-Turkey deal went into effect on March 20th, around 7,500 people have landed on the Greek islands. They've been kept in holding centers while waiting to be processed for legitimate asylum claims. Oil prices recovered further on Tuesday as a strike by Kuwaiti petroleum workers entered its third day, outweighing disappointment over the failure of weekend talks to freeze output. Prices had plunged early Monday, soon after news that Sunday's long-awaited meeting of major producers in Doha had collapsed, fanning worries about a persistent global oversupply. However, the losses were pared through the day on news that thousands of workers in the Kuwaiti oil sector had started industrial action over planned wage cuts. President Barack Obama, meanwhile, arrives in the Saudi capital on Wednesday, where he'll face an increasingly assertive leadership still heavily dependent on U.S. weapons and military might. That nonetheless has little trust in him. The president is expected to push Saudi Arabia, the world's top oil exporter and biggest buyer of American-made arms, and other Gulf allies for greater cooperation and military backing in the fight against the Islamic State group in Iraq and in Syria. And the race to find survivors in Ecuador continues following a 7.8 magnitude earthquake as the death toll rises above 400. Meanwhile, Japan's quake-hit area in the south was rattled by a strong aftershock on Tuesday, and the death toll also today climbed to 45. I'm Lori London in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.